Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each personal month forecast for June 2023. Before you listen to your personal month forecast, make sure that you check the calculation because it is different from calculating the life path number. So you want to make sure you're listening to the right one. Now, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you want to get more specific and look at your own personal numerology and your own personal forecast, go ahead and book some time with me. I would love to take a look and to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a deep dive. Okay, so if June for you is a personal month one, then you can expect this month to have themes around taking the initiative, starting something new, planting some new seeds. One energy will often ask us to take a risk, to do something different and outside of our comfort zone. There's a lot of like unconventional thinking or thinking outside the box when we're in one energy. And so we can sort of feel this fire behind us pushing us to be a little bit more assertive, to go after those things, those dreams, those relationships, whatever it is that we want to go after, but maybe irrational fear has been holding us back. So the one energy sort of gives us a little bit more confidence or pushes us or makes us feel that pressure of not delaying on going after our dreams and our hopes and our wishes. So you could see that this is a month for you all of new starts, new beginnings, starting something fresh, new opportunities presenting themselves. But here's the kicker. You have to be the one to take the initiative and say yes to it. A lot of times with one energy, it can feel larger or bigger than life. It can feel bigger than ourselves. And so a lot of times self-doubt will creep in and sort of try to talk us out of the experience. So again, it's up to us under one energy to be a little bit more assertive, stand up for ourselves, recognize what it is that we want, and then go after it. And the one energy sort of assists us in that process. But remember, the energy can be present and it's what we do with it that makes the difference. So, you know, opportunities can present themselves left, right, and center. But if we have too much irrational fear that we don't work through and overcome, then those opportunities could pass us by, right? Or we could pass those opportunities by. So this is a great month, again, for taking a risk, for doing something a little bit different, for stepping outside your comfort zone and testing the water. You can go all in or you can just put your foot in and see how it feels. It's entirely up to you. But just be open to what presents itself to you this month under a one cycle. This is also universally a 13-4 cycle. And so you will probably see some changes come in, some kind of shifts come in for you that have to do with your own independence, your own autonomy, standing up for yourself, using your voice. If you're in a situation, whether it's a career or a relationship, that is trying to mute you or does not respect your contribution or your voice or your talents, then this is going to be a month where you might feel that pressure to make some kind of a change, to stand up for yourself and, again, assert yourself or make some changes and change the dynamic. Now, we have a full moon on June 3rd. And for you all, this will bring in the energy of the eight. So career is really going to be in the spotlight around this full moon. Now, if you don't work or don't have to work or are retired or whatever the case may be, you may see some more responsibilities come in for you, whether that's with your relationships, in your home life, around your home, around your finances. You might just see more sort of pressure put on your finances, your resources, again, responsibility, needing to take the lead in something that could definitely come in. For those who do have a career or are entrepreneurs or, you know, whatever the case may be, you may see that your career highlighted during this full moon and something coming to culmination. This could be a great time for getting a raise, for getting recognition, for accolades, for seeing some kind of success come from, again, your contributions, for taking that risk. It's early in the month, so again, it's probably going to be some kind of something coming to fruition or culmination from past effort, right? So something you've put forward, put the effort in from past months, potentially. But it also could bring about an opportunity for having a further reach. So you could see that you have some kind of change in status. All of a sudden have much more influence or a platform to share your message. Or this could be a time for graduation where you're graduating and becoming the expert at something, right? And now with this one energy, because you're in a personal month one, you might be asked to do something with that expertise, right? Share it in some way. So definitely something coming in, again, around career, power, money, resources, status, having a platform and sharing a greater message, but using your expertise to do so. Now, on June 18th, we have a new moon. So this for you all is bringing forth the energy of the five. So you may see some big shifts, some major changes that's really complementing the universal energy of the 13-4 that we have going on. But you may see some changes, some shifts when it comes to, again, your own independence, your autonomy, your individuality, how you present yourself, how you assert yourself. You may see some changes in how you, like your place in the world, right? So just think of like back to like identity, individualization, autonomy, those sort of things. You may see some shifts come up there. So if there's anywhere where you've been sort of making yourself small or standing back in the shadows, this five energy around this new moon is going to probably push you forward in some way and into the spotlight, or push you to sort of stand up for yourself or assert yourself or do things differently, or again, take a risk. That's very, very possible. You may have an opportunity to travel around this time or to express yourself in a way that you haven't been, or that you haven't felt comfortable expressing yourself previously. So this energy will sort of, again, sort of ignite that fire and encourage you to stand up and stand out. But just be prepared for some shifts, for some changes that require you to be adaptable, but adaptable in your own way, right? Where you're not sacrificing your own needs or your own identity to please others or to fit in with others. So this could potentially be a big change this month for you all. Again, having to do with things around self, identity, your individual place in the world. And again, following your dreams and doing so in a way that is unique to you, right? Remembering the value of your contribution. This is a big month where if you can kind of get over any of that self-doubt or any of those fears, can prove to be very successful and really put you in the spotlight. So whether you want to be there or not. All right. So I hope it's a beautiful June for you all, personal month ones. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.